it is Friday, as you know. And you know, I weighed out the dumbest things that I've heard all week. And I wanted to share it with you. And I'm just going to tell you, I'll get to that in just a second. That mic doesn't work. But we got Tim Stout in the studio. And, hey, can you do mic two, Alex? We'll see if it works. Give that a mic test, Tim.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, is he there? Sounds like it.
I didn't talk to Alex. I saw where the phone came in because I was out getting something to eat this morning. And I came back. I said, I know right where that came. I know right where the studio is.
Yes. We have, you know, technical issues. Our mics are not working quite. So that one doesn't work at the moment. Anyhow.
Am I on the right mic?
You're on the right mic. All right. Everything's great.
What for you? I'm amazed that a mic doesn't work for us. We don't have any that ever do work.
Yeah. Welcome to live broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Dean of Sports, Tim. So the thing about Tim is he can field a question anytime, you know, any place. Let's start with the Michigan State University basketball team. Number one, never happened before, preseason. Pretty incredible. Good stuff.
It is, but I think they would trade all that if they knew they could have Josh Langford back to play this season, because that ranking is based on the fact that he would be back this year fully healthy to compliment Cassius Winston at the guard post, and I'll be very surprised if he plays at all. And that's an enormous loss.
Because of the injury.
Well, yeah, he had it last year. He's got a foot problem that just won't go away. They thought they had it solved in the offseason, but I think Tom Izzo was always, I thought he was always suspicious that it might come back, and it did. They're going to reevaluate him in January, but there aren't many people that think that he's going to come back, and that is a big loss. If the voters knew in advance that he wasn't going to be there, I don't think they would have been voted number one.
So, meanwhile, down the road, new coach in Ann Arbor, John Boeheim had some terrific success there. He's gone, of course, and Juwan Howard has made his way into Chrysler Arena and so forth. So, what do you see down there? I mean, they got a couple of votes, not ranked in the top 25, but he's gotten some good prospects on their way in. I mean, he's building something.
Well, the expectations certainly aren't the same as they are at Michigan State this season. Although I think a lot of times, Steve, because college basketball today is made up of freshmen and sophomores for the most part. Excuse me. And a lot of these guys you haven't seen. I mean, Duke, Kansas, and Kentucky are ranked 2, 3, 4, not necessarily in that order, but that's just because they figure their freshmen and sophomores are all going to be that good. And I think in Michigan's case, their key players mostly left. You know, they had 3 underclassmen leave to go play pro basketball. If those guys would have been back, in my opinion, they'd have been right there chasing Michigan State at the top in the Big Ten. But they left, so now you really don't know amongst the newcomers and with a new coaching staff, you know, exactly how it's going to play out till you see them.
I think the people in Ann Arbor are hopeful that this coach works out better than, say, the football coach.
Well, I think Howard is going to get he's already got 1 5-star coming.
Saw that.
Who's 6'11" tall, and more are going to come, because I think there are a lot of people in basketball around America who don't necessarily root for Michigan, but they're going to root for Juwan Howard, and they want to help him by getting him players, and I think that's going to happen.
All right, so you got that going. Okay, so football for a moment. University of Michigan, a furious rally, and they come up short in Penn State, and at the end of it's a loss. I don't care. It's a loss to a top 10 team. What is Jim Harbaugh? 1-9, 1-10 against top 10 ranked opponents. Notre Dame coming in under the lights now, and it could be another loss, and then it could be Ohio State loss, and who knows? Michigan State could clip them. I mean, it could be a 7-5 football team.
It could, but it could be 10-2. I mean, I think until you play. I think the weather is going to be an issue Saturday everywhere. It's going to be an issue in Columbus. It's going to be an issue in Lafayette. It's going to be an issue in Ann Arbor and East Lansing. And when that is going to be wet. And if it's wet, you know, how does that change the way everybody plays in their offenses and so forth? So if Notre Dame and Michigan are slugging it out against each other on the ground, the chances are it's more of a low-scoring game. I thought Michigan showed me something last week, Steve, even though it lost. I mean, it got off to a bad start, but that's a tough place. They were in a tough environment, and they hung in there, and they're one play away from getting it to overtime. If they take that to heart, I have them beating Notre Dame. Now, after that, I don't know. I think it'll be a close game, and I'm not necessarily one of those that thinks a bye week helps you, especially if you're coming in off a loss, which Michigan State is. I think you want to get back and play right away, because for 2 weeks you've heard how lousy you are.
Right.
And I think it tones you down a little bit. But I think all the games are going to be close this weekend, and weather will keep them close as well, because it's going to rain.
All right. So, and then the Michigan State, Penn State, you believe the Spartans can play with these guys
or
not?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. I mean, they've beaten them 5 out of 6, and Penn State's coming off 2 enormously emotional games at Iowa and then at home against Michigan. I mean, can they do it again? Now, they have motivation because Michigan State's ruined their season in the final moments the last 2 years. I mean, just Penn State just thinks they've given them two games the last 2 years. Now, is that on their mind? Will they have a sense of resolve? But I would think just the nature of the way these two play, it's a low-scoring, close game. Most people think Penn State will pull it out. I guess I do too, but I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan State, quote-unquote, has a day different from what it's had the last two games.
So there you have it. So and if Michigan does beat Notre Dame, does that take the pressure off Harbaugh? I mean, obviously, the natives are restless.
No, because like you said, they got to play Michigan State. I think the danger game for them is between Michigan State and Ohio State. They have to go to Indiana. I think they're going to have a whale of a tough time at Indiana if Indiana's quarterback is healthy. They've always struggled there. I mean, they have a brutal schedule the rest of the way. If they win them all, they're going to be ranked in the top 6, 7, 8, something like that. Do I think they'll win them all? Well, not many people would think that, but I think there's a long ways to go. You know, we got a 5-week period to go here, and I just think a lot of things happen in November. The weather comes into play. There are going to be a lot of close games, too, just like Penn State, Michigan.
Last question, your leader on the board for the Heisman Trophy.
I would say right now it's the quarterback Joe Burrow at LSU, but he's going to have to beat Alabama or play extremely well November 9th. He, to me, is the leader right now. He's had the best year. LSU, to me, is the best team in the country, but LSU's going to have to win at Alabama. If Tua Tagovailoa gets back and he's injured, he's out for a couple of weeks, they have a bye week after they crush Arkansas tomorrow, that's going to be the game of the year in college football. The Heisman Trophy winner may come from that game.
There you go. The Dean of Sports, Tim, as always, thank you. Lunch is still being served. You're not late. All right, there you go. Fridays at radio and TV stations, man, Free Food Friday. And you guys ask, why do you think people in, you know, radio are so heavy? Final thoughts after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at myautoinsurancepromise.com.